Now to close up, flood damages in the New South Wales Central West is expected to top up to $500 million. The DPI is continuing to inspect properties. I spoke with State Emergency Coordinator Simon Oliver about the damage.
Listen, we've started to compile the damage. We've been running a hotline through the local land services. We've had about 280 landholders report in. We're just starting to crunch the numbers, and it's obviously not looking too good for the Central West. Some of the quick stats are we've had at least 450 kilometres of fencing that's just been damaged or destroyed, probably about 500 kilometres of internal farm roads that'll need repair, and we're starting to get stock loss and crop damage figures together.
Can you compare this weather event and this amount of damage to another time in the Central West?
There has been previous events, probably not quite so drawn out as this one. The area does get some flooding every few years, but this one seems to have dragged on, and it's because it's so prolonged that it's causing that extra damage. There's stock that have been isolated for quite some period of time. The crops are obviously getting waterlogged. There's just continual rain, and landholders just simply can't get out and do what they normally should be doing.
We were talking before about the amount of rain, how it's been non-stop since May, you were saying. When are you thinking it will stop and thinking we'll be starting to be able to clean up entirely and see the benefits from it?
It's always a tricky one, but it's been pretty well record rainfall in the last 5 months across the Central West. The forecasters are saying that spring will probably still be quite wet, which is a bit unfortunate. I think everyone's looking forward to summer and the warmer weather to at least start to dry things out, but there's still showers going across the Central West part of the state, and at this stage it's just not drying out.
You mentioned crop losses before. What sort of numbers are we talking about there?
One of the hardest things we're trying to do at the moment, so we've been talking to agronomists, landholders, and just doing some aerial surveillance. The early estimates and crunching some numbers, probably $500 million worth of damage across the Central West and other parts of the state. And that's probably being a bit conservative. There's substantial losses expected in chickpeas and other cereals like canola and wheat and oats and barley. So we're trying to pull these figures together, but a lot of the areas have still got inundation. It's very difficult for landholders to get out and have a look, and we may not know the true damage until we get through to harvest time.
Wow, and livestock-wise, I'm hoping the figures won't be that big.
Yeah, landholders have been good at moving their stock and being a bit prepared for this event, but because of the prolonged flooding and the extent of it, we have had losses. Early figures are about 1,850-odd sheep had been lost and just over 100 head of cattle. So, that's bad enough in anyone's terms, but it certainly could have been a lot worse when you consider how widespread the flooding has been.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, mate. Now, when are we thinking that the water will be able to start to recede? Have we got estimates on that?
At this stage, it's still hanging around. One of the biggest problems is all the big catchments in the area are full. Most of the rivers and creeks are still running quite high. The dams need to release a bit of water because they're obviously a flood mitigator, so they need to get their levels down a bit. So, and with the continual showers and rainfall that occurs, it's probably going to hang around for at least a few more weeks by the look of it.
New South Wales DPI State Emergency Coordinator Simon Oliver there, speaking about the widespread flood damage across the central west of the state, which, as we heard him say there, it's expected to top $500 million in damages. And landholders in the central west are being encouraged to report any damage to local land services. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today, the 5th of October. Don't forget, if you've got a story, please send us an email, the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. The address there is @ruralnews. That's the state of the country for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.